You're listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
All this week we have been in Acts chapter 10. So we want to encourage you to read and reread Acts chapter 10. It's a long chapter. We're not going to finish it all this week, but we will come back and revisit it again. Our topic is when the Spirit leads, fruit grows. Rooted in Christ,
yes.
Growing in the Spirit. So when we are rooted in Christ, we will grow in the Spirit. There will be evidence of our placement of our roots when we are rooted in Christ. So we are in Acts chapter 10, and we left off yesterday around verse 15. And a voice spoke to him again the second time. What God has cleansed, you must not call common. This was done three times. And the object was taken up into heaven again. So he was repeatedly being shown something three times as a witness. It wasn't just you're hungry and sleepy. It was, this is a word from God. This is a word from God. This is a word from God. And he showed him three times. Verse 17. Now, while Peter wondered within himself what this vision which he had seen meant, behold, the men who had been sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate. So back earlier in the week, I believe Tuesday's message, we talked about the mandate that Cornelius received from the angel. And it was to send men to a particular place to see a particular person. And he gave the insight information of who Peter was staying with and everything. And Cornelius called to himself his trusted servants to send on this assignment. So now those trusted servants who are sent on assignment, they arrive to their destination. Verse 18, and they called and asked whether Simon, whose surname was Peter, was lodging there. While Peter thought about the vision, the Spirit said to him, behold, three men are seeking you. So this is even more verification that it was God. So God shows him a vision three times. Peter, he tries to rebuke what he saw. Not so, Lord. Not me. Yeah. I've never eaten anything unclean or common. Not me. And then now the Lord says by the Spirit, hey, there's three men who are seeking you.
Yeah.
So he gets the actual call. Peter, there's three men that are seeking you. Arise, therefore, go down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Then Peter went down to the men who had been sent to him from Cornelius and said, yes, I am he whom you seek. For what reason have you come? So what is going on, right?
Yeah.
Verse 22, and they said, Cornelius, the centurion, a just man, one who fears God and has a good reputation among all the nation of the Jews, was divinely instructed by a holy angel to summon you to his house and to hear words from you. Now, if Peter would have received this invitation prior to having this encounter with God, he would have said the same thing that he said before. Not so, Lord.
No, I'm not going.
And instead of saying, I have never eaten, he would say, I never entered the house of anything common or unclean. But God had prepared him ahead of time for this invitation that was coming. So now how could he say no after he just had this encounter with God? Verse 23, then he invited them in and lodged them. And the next day Peter went away with them, and some brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And the following day they entered Caesarea. Now Cornelius was waiting for them and had called together his relatives and close friends. So we know that in verse 2, it told us that all Cornelius' household, they fear God.
Yeah.
In verse 24, he expands his network. It says he called together his relatives and his close friends. He wanted each and every person that he associated with to have this opportunity to hear this message that Peter was bringing to him. So he cared so much about his relatives that were outside of his household, his close friends that were outside of his household, that he gave them an invitation to be there. He was confident Peter was coming back.
Yes.
You know, he didn't doubt. He had everybody. Imagine inviting all these people over. You're inviting over your relatives, your close friends, and you're telling them somebody's going to come and they're going to bring us a message. That takes faith.
Yeah,
because he doesn't know yet. He doesn't know yet that Peter is saying yes. He doesn't know what their response is. You know, it's not like they had cell phones and the guys are texting them, hey, Cornelius, we got him. Peter said he's coming. You know, they're a distance away.
Yeah.
They're so far away, they had to spend the night.
Yeah.
They couldn't travel back again the same day because it was a distance that they traveled. You know, we're real spoiled. You know, we knew everything in an instant with our phones and such. They didn't know. Cornelius didn't know in an instant. He sent his men out. They were gone. They spend the night somewhere, and now they're coming back, and he believes that they're fulfilling the assignment. Why does he believe they're fulfilling the assignment? One, God said, and two, these were his continually trusted men.
Amen.
So he knew that if he sent them on an assignment, that they were going to fulfill what was asked of them, and they were going to return to him. So he understands authority, he understands faithfulness, and all this is coming together. Verse 25, as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshiped him. But Peter lifted him up, saying, stand up, I myself am also a man. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many who had come together. Then he said to them, you know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to keep company with or go to one of another nation.
Oh.
But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean.
That's the message right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the message. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole thing that we teach us at Living Word. Mm-hmm. And for this month, we are. Because we had to call it out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to call it out by the Spirit. You have to be Spirit-led.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different when we go by our own philosophical ideas, our own belief system.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely different when we're going by that. Mm-hmm. Are we going by what God says?
Because,
you know, God correct Peter. He said, Peter, what I claim, you have no power to call it common or unclean. So God override my thoughts. God override my ideas. My ways are not his ways. My thoughts are not his thought. They're higher. So when God says, I got to bow to that. I got to come on under subjection, come under the authority of God, the word of God. It is true, and it is true unto me. So I can't just say the word of God is true. It's true for Pastor Diana. No, but is it true unto me? So the same word that is true unto Pastor Diana and Pastor Emily is also true unto me. That means I need to do it. And so God set it up so that, and Peter was honest. You got to give it to Peter. You got to give it to Peter. He was honest. Because in verse 28, he speak honestly. He says, and then he says to them, you know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to keep company with or to go to one of another nation. He tell them, you know.
You know. That was the land. That was the law of the land. They knew. That was how there was no diversity.
Yeah.
It was like this group, and they knew you don't clash, you don't cross the bridge, you don't do that with the other group. But he said, God showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. And in verse 29, he says, therefore I came without objection as soon as I was sent for. I asked then, for what reason have you sent for me? So he said, I came without objection. There was no way that I can resist the invitation because God had already showed me that the door was open, that the avenue was there for us to come together as one. Verse 30, so Cornelius said, 4 days ago, I was fasting until this hour. So now this gives us the timeline. So everything that began transpiring in Acts chapter 1 up until now, when Peter actually enters his house, it was 4 days' time. So between the time that the men were sent and then they came back with Peter, it was 4 days' time for this encounter to take place. He said, I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing. So now Cornelius is going over his account. He's sharing his testimony with Peter. And said, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, and your alms are remembered in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call Simon here, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging in the house of Simon, a tanner, by the sea. When he comes, he will speak to you. So Cornelius had a great expectation. Okay, what's Peter coming to say? What is he coming to tell me? He had a great anticipation built up over these 4 days. Verse 33, so I sent to you immediately, and you have done well to come. Now, therefore, we are all present before God to hear all the things commanded you by God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, so now he begins to minister. He begins to share the message. In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality. How did he learn that? Through an encounter with God, by being obedient every step away to the directives and now standing in Cornelius' house. Verse 35, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him.
That's the message.
The word which God sent me. Okay, so continue to read on. That's your homework this weekend. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Veteran-owned Double Eagle Sawmill reminds listeners that 22 veterans tragically take their own lives each day.